There have been many notable days in history that stand out and that are remembered to this very day. There are things that have happened that have changed the course of world history that have also shaped people's thinking. There have been days gone by that brought tremendous sadness, but also days of discovery, days that brought tremendous gladness. There were days that brought deliverance from oppression and tyranny, while others brought great delight. And we've highlighted, by way of introduction to our message, four notable days that have been marked out in history that are still written about and talked about to this very day. There's, of course, a vast multitude of examples that we could have given by way of introduction from the financial world and the scientific world, the sporting world, the political world. But we've picked out four. It was a very notable day on the 15th of April 1912, but for all the wrong reasons. Day of tragedy, day of death, and tremendous loss of life. Of course, that was the day that marked the sinking of the Titanic at 2:20 in the morning in the icy waters of the North Atlantic. I'm sure you're aware that the Titanic was a luxury liner owned by the White Star Company in the city of Liverpool, but built in Harland and Wolff in Belfast. She was nicknamed as the unsinkable ship, and as she left Southampton on her maiden voyage, she made her way to Queenstown in County Cork, which is now known as Cove. From there, she was bound for America. She had set sail from Southampton on Wednesday the 10th of April 1912, bound for New York. The combined engines in the Titanic produced 46,000 horsepower. She was 9 decks high, 175 feet high, and 882 feet long. And sadly, that evening, as you know, she hit an iceberg at 20:40. And at 2:20 in the morning, the icy waters of the North Atlantic at -2 degrees Celsius claimed another victim. It was one of the worst maritime disasters ever to take place. A night of tremendous tragedy and death and sadness. Near 2 miles below the surface of the Atlantic is the graveyard of 1,500 plus people. Another notable day was the 11th of October 1492, when Christopher Columbus discovered the Americas. Christopher Columbus was born in Genoa in Italy, and at the age of 20, Columbus had already experienced shipwreck off the coast of Portugal, and after making it to shore, he teamed up with his brother in the city of Lisbon. In 1484, the two brothers were employed in Lisbon as map makers, and Columbus was convinced that the shortcut to the Orient lay west. And he made a proposal to King John II of Portugal that he would finance a westward expedition, but the King of Portugal turned it down. And so Columbus turned to King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain to be his sponsors, and they agreed. His ship was known as the Santa Maria, and there were two accompanying ships with him, the Pinta and the Nina, and they set sail on the 3rd of August 1492. But upwards of 2 months later, on the 9th of October, no land had been spotted. And an emergency conference had been called between Columbus and the captains of the Nina and the Pinta. And they warned him that if you continue in this journey, there will be a mutiny on board. Columbus agreed a bargain that if we sailed for another 3 days and saw no land, then we will turn back for Spain. 2 days later, on the 11th of October, a shout went up from the Pinta that a piece of wood that had been shaped and carved, obviously by a human being, was seen floating in the water. Short time after that, the Nina sighted a twig with roses on it, and they knew that land must be near. Shortly before nightfall, land was sighted. When they landed, Christopher Columbus named that country San Salvador, which means Holy Savior. A notable day. Christmas Day 1989 was another notable day for the world, in particular for the land of Romania, whenever Romania's president Nicolae Ceausescu was executed. The Romanians referred to him as the Antichrist, a man who was very brutal and a corrupt Marxist leader. And his reign was enforced by the secret police, the Securitate. It was his goal to produce a nation of Romanians, 100 million in number. And he penalised anybody that was unmarried or that was childless. He tried to put down the sizeable Hungarian minority within the country, especially in the city of Timișoara. And feeling he had dealt with the problem, he felt safe to head off to Iran on a business trip. And when he was away in Iran, unrest erupted in Bucharest, and he was forced to come home to address the crowd on the 21st of December, but he was shouted down the next day. Ceausescu and his wife Elena were forced to flee. They were captured by the Romanian army, and on Christmas Day 1989, both of them were charged with genocide and the murder of 60,000 Romanians. Both of them faced the firing squad. And for the first time in 45 years, the church bells across Romania rang out. It was another notable day on the 14th of September 1741, when the famous German composer George Friedrich Handel finished his masterpiece, The Messiah. And so absorbed was he in his work that he didn't have time to eat. It took him 24 days to cover the 260 pages of music that make up The Messiah, which was considered his greatest feat. And in 3 weeks, he never left home. The premier performance for The Messiah was on the 13th of April 1742 in the city of Dublin. In all, there were 30 performances of The Messiah, and of those 30, only one took place in a church. And on that occasion, John Wesley was present. He was buried. George Frederick Handel was buried in Westminster Abbey. And there his statue to this day shows him holding the manuscript of The Messiah with the words written on it, "I know that my Redeemer liveth." Those are four notable days, folks, that stand out in history. Some of them were life-changing. Some of them were days of joy. Others were days of despair and tragedy. Others were days of blessing. And in Luke's Gospel, Luke highlights four notable days that stand out. Four notable days, folks, that changed the course of history and also changed people's lives. And tonight, throughout Luke's Gospel, we want to look at four notable days. Let's look first of all at the one that we've read off here in Luke chapter 2. It's the day of incarnation. Verse 11 tells us, "For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." What a day of tremendous glad tidings and joy. You know the Christmas story, how the shepherds were there on the hillside keeping watch over their flock. And the angelic announcement was made that the world's Redeemer had been born down there in the little town of Bethlehem. The Jews, of course, to that time had looked for a deliverer, man who would come and break the political power and the domination of Rome in their land. And how wrong they were. That night, the gospel was announced to those shepherds on that hillside, and they heard the scope of the gospel there in the verse 10, that it would be for all people. The Lord didn't send a judge to this world, nor did he send a soldier or a reformer. He sent a Savior. a Saviour to meet man's greatest need. And it was the message of peace that the world needed to hear in the midst of such troublous times. And the day that they heard it, here are men who went. They went promptly. They believed the message that they were told, and their resolve is seen in the verse 15, let us now go. We could say together, this was the first Christmas rush. And there they viewed their Saviour, the Messiah, the Good Shepherd, but also the Lamb of God. And they saw him as they looked into the face of that little baby. They saw in him their sin bearer, and they received that message by faith that God had sent them, and they responded with immediate obedience. They were the first human witnesses to prophecy being fulfilled. A notable day. I wonder, what about you this evening? There's men who had heard the angelic message in the gospel, and they responded promptly. That day of the incarnation changed world history, but it changed those men as well. What about you this evening? I wonder, do you see in him your Saviour and your Redeemer? The Lord did not send a judge to condemn you. He didn't send a soldier to fight your battles, nor did he send a reformer to give you a code of ethics to live by. He sent to you a Saviour that sinners might be kept out of hell. And I wonder this evening, what have you done? Grace was singing about not neglecting the day of salvation, a life-changing day for these shepherds. Unto you is born this day a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. I wonder tonight, is he your Saviour, your Redeemer, and your Lamb? Secondly, there's the day of resurrection. Luke chapter 24 and verse 21. It tells us there, today is the third day since these things were done. What things? Day of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. There we read in Luke 24 verse 21 of the Emmaus Road disciples and how they were a picture of dejection. Their Saviour had been crucified and been buried, and they had heard that morning that the tomb was lying empty. And there's two men who just could not get their mind around all the information that they had heard. They had heard earlier that day that the Lord Jesus Christ was alive, and at this moment in time, both of them were extremely confused. They had hoped, of course, that their Lord would redeem Israel in a political fashion. And they were so disappointed with God that God had not answered their prayers in the way they had wanted him to do. That day the Lord Jesus draws alongside them, and he was patient with them. They couldn't put it all together and piece the jigsaw. They thought it was all too complicated. And yet at the heart of the problem was a heart of unbelief. They had plenty of evidence that day of the risen Lord. And the problem was not in their head. The problem was in their heart. And what they needed was a fresh understanding of the Word of God. And that day the Lord opened up the Scriptures to them and made known unto them the mystery of the gospel. Folks, that's the basic problem with society today. It's not a matter of the head. It's a matter of the heart. A heart of unbelief. Here's two men who were won by the word of God made known unto them. That day of resurrection transformed those two men. A day of despair was turned into a day of delight. Maybe someone here this evening just can't see it. To you, it's too complicated. In the heart of the problem, folks, is the problem of the heart. That's what it boils down to in a nutshell. And this evening, you can know that transforming work just like those two disciples on the Emmaus Road. Having died for sinners on Calvary's cross, it is the risen Lord who comes to the sinner tonight and offers to them a full and a free pardon. And that day was the third day since those things had happened. My friend, this could be the day of resurrection in your life. When you rise from deadness of sin to newness of life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Chains of sin broken, a heart set free, complications gone, sinners saved, washed, cleansed in the blood of a lamb, made ready for heaven. Thirdly, there's the day of salvation in chapter 19 and verse 9. There we read, Luke chapter 19, verse 9, this day is salvation come to this house. What a text of scripture that is. This day is salvation come to this house. It's spoken in reference to Zacchaeus, that awkward little tax collector, not only collected taxes for the Romans, but collected the extra for himself. For publicans or tax collectors, as you and I would know them, were notorious for collecting more than the taxes actually required, lining their own pockets. And through the eyes of the Jews, they viewed Zacchaeus as an absolute renegade. But as the Lord looked at him, the Lord saw him as a precious lost soul. He was a wealthy government official, a corrupt individual, small of stature. And the children in this congregation tonight know the story of how this wee man climbed up into a sycamore tree to see the Savior. He was a curious individual. We could say also he was a seeking individual, seeking for Jesus, and Jesus was seeking for him. And that day Zacchaeus was sick of his sin. He was sick and weary of what life was throwing at him, and he was yearning for something better. He had heard it in the Lord Jesus Christ being performed in many, many individuals' lives. That day, because he couldn't see over the crowd, he had a handicap, of course, climbed up the tree. That day, the Lord came to him. Zacchaeus didn't measure up. He didn't measure up to other people. You know, folks, in a sense also, none of us measure up either. All of us in this meeting tonight are little of stature in the eyes of the Lord, because the Bible plainly tells us that we have come short of the glory of God. None of us measures up to God's standards this evening, and we're all too little for heaven. And the tragedy is that many lost sinners think they're too big. There's many in this city of Londonderry this evening, and they measure themselves by man's standards. And when they put themselves up on the plumb line against man's standards, they come above it. And they think that they're all right. They measure themselves by what society is doing. They measure themselves by what religion would have them do. And when they measure themselves, they're too tall. The Bible tells us we've come short of the glory of God. And that day Zacchaeus was gloriously saved. Jesus says, this day is salvation come to this house. What about your house? And what about you this evening? God sees you in this congregation tonight as a precious lost soul. Thank God tonight he looks past the corruption of sin in your heart. Maybe there's someone in this meeting and there's that gap, and you know that gap is there. You're maybe yearning for something better. It's the river of life, the Lord Jesus Christ that you need, because that's where thirsty souls will find eternal satisfaction. This day can come for you. This evening could be your night. This very house, salvation can come to this house this evening. Friend, do not measure yourself by man's standard. Because when God's standard is placed up beside you, that straight plumb line of God's law, you will see how crooked you are and how short you are. That day Zacchaeus was made right. Crooked man was made straight. And friends, so too can you. I'm tired of sin and straying, Lord. Now I'm coming home. I've wandered far away from God. That day was a day of salvation, a notable day in the life of Zacchaeus. It changed his eternal destiny. He was ready for heaven. Fourthly and lastly, there's the day of coronation. It's found in chapter 23 of this book and the verse 43. And are the words of the Lord Jesus. Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. You know that those words were spoken to the penitent thief upon the cross. A dying man. A man who was condemned. And he realized he was going out into hell. And he cried out for the Lord to save him. A man who was almost lost, but saved. Almost in hell. But he's in heaven tonight. That was his coronation day. He realized he was a condemned soul. And hanging upon that cross beside the Lord, he realized and he thought about his sin. For he said, he testified, we receive the due reward of our deeds. There upon that cross, he considered Christ. He saw the meekness of the Savior. He saw the holiness of the Lord. He looked upon the bleeding Lamb of God. And he looked to Jesus. And friend, he listened to Jesus. For the Lord had said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He had heard the mockery of the crowd. He had heard the mockery of the other thief as well. And there that day he believed the Lord was absolutely innocent, dying for his sin. And he says, Lord, remember me. Have you ever prayed like that? Lord, remember me. He realized he was lost and not ready for heaven. And that day he called and he was delivered. Somewhere between 5 and 6 o'clock that evening, cruel Roman soldiers ended that man's life by breaking his legs, meaning he could not push himself up and down on those nails anymore for his next breath. And he entered heaven, his coronation day. Those nail-pierced hands of the Lord reached him. That man was gloriously saved and forgiven. The assurance of heaven can be yours, your coronation day. Wonder what about it? Is it a prospect as you sit here in this meeting tonight in your present condition? Will there be that coronation day for you? Four notable days in the Gospel of Luke. Day of incarnation unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Day of resurrection, when sinners can be raised to newness of life in Christ. The day of salvation. This day is salvation come to this house. The day of coronation. Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Four notable days. My friend, the 5th of June, 2016, can be a notable day for you. The day when the Lord of glory saves you from sin. Doesn't the Apostle Paul warn us? Today, if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. And he tells us in 2 Corinthians 6 and 2, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Four notable days in the Gospel of Luke. I trust that this will be a notable day for you. If you're not saved in this meeting, this will be the day of your conversion. Day of salvation. This day, salvation come to this house, your house. House of your heart, and that in the day to come you will know that coronation day with me in paradise forever.